You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Levi King, the co-founder and CEO of NAV, a free site that has helped small business owners get more funding and lower their costs. Levi, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us why you started NAV and how it helps small business owners.
I started NAV because through my 20s, I started and sold 5 small businesses in different industry verticals. But I left college to start a manufacturing company. We manufactured electric signs, awnings, and neon. Did servicing as well. Sold that company, then owned a hotel, string of franchises in the restaurant industry, and a couple other small businesses that were all successful. But it's very difficult to understand how credit applied to a small business versus a consumer, and how to get financing, you know, unlike for consumers where there's just a few options and types of mortgages or types of credit cards. There's literally dozens and dozens of types of financing or credit that a small business owner can apply for. So based on all that, the challenge of understanding that kind of that web of misery, I wanted to start a business where it was based on credit and financial education to help small business owners understand their data. Their credit data, their financial data, help them improve that information and then take advantage of it. So that's why I did it, though, based on my experience as a small business owner and the challenges in navigating that web.
And that's pretty awesome. Now, how is NAV different than other online business lenders or brokers in the market?
Yeah, so we're not a lender or a broker. We start with the education on the data. So you sign up, you get free access to your consumer credit data, which we model as a small business owner with the advice and content and access to Dun & Bradstreet and Experience business credit data as well, business credit rating on the two. And then we model that data so that it's really easy to consume, understand, and approve. So we've built a lot of software tools around the data. Now, at any given time, based on the quality of your data, we'll make recommendations for a business card, a gas card, a business loan, of any type and variety, you could take advantage of in your business. So you could go pursue that directly with the lender, but we're not a lender and we're not a broker. We don't package those loans. Instead, we make highly contextual recommendations that we have a high degree of certainty in based on, you know, we have over 300,000 customers. So based on watching tens of thousands of our customers go and apply for credit and then see the results, based on our machine learning, what's called match factor, we can just make it a recommendation with high confidence. And this is, and NAV is the only place where you can actually do that based on your data as a small business owner. So very, very different from a lender or broker.
And no doubt. Now, for those who aren't familiar with business credit, how is it different from personal credit?
There's a few important things. The first is there's low data consistency bureau to bureau. So whereas if you pull your consumer credit, each bureau will have pretty close to the same information and your scores will be pretty closely grouped. On business credit, there's very low data consistency and hence your scores may be very different. Another thing is that's different is as a consumer, no one can pull your credit without permissible purpose under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. But as a small business, anyone can pull your credit at any time for any reason without your permission and without your knowledge. And so that's obviously very different as well. And that just the scoring and what the scores predict and the score range, both with Experian and Dun & Bradstreet, the score range is 0 to 100 versus, of course, the FICO scale being 350 to 850. So there's pretty fundamental differences.
Today we are joined by Mr. Levi King, the co-founder and CEO of NAV, a free site that has helped small business owners get more funding and lower their costs, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now tell us, what are some tips you can give to business owners who want to build their business credit profile?
You bet. So the first is, most of us, when we start our first or subsequent small business, we use our personal credit card in the business, either to revolve balances or just to swipe and then pay off at the end of the month. That obviously doesn't do anything for our business credit. So first and foremost is to get one or more business credit cards that will then start to report to the business credit. The second is to select suppliers and creditors who report to the credit bureaus. Not all of them report. In the consumer space, pretty much everybody, every financial institution reports to the three credit bureaus or at least one. Whereas in the small business space, you know, maybe your steel supplier does not report. And so it's to ask them to report your credit information so that you can start to build the profile. And then obviously, you know, sign up at NAV or directly with the bureaus so you can monitor the credit, see what's happening, and make sure that your suppliers and creditors are reporting it correctly. A common error in business credit reporting is, you know, you've got a supplier that gives you net 30 terms, but you have a great relationship and they let you push it to net 60 all the time or net 90, and it's friendly, you got the permission to do it, but in their systems, they're automatically reporting late payments. And so if you point that out to them, then you can get them to extend those terms in their system as well. So just to stay on top of things like that once you've got your credit established, and then also public records, just make sure there's no tax liens or bankruptcies or any other type of public record that's erroneously reporting to your credit.
Good stuff there. And data breaches and identity theft have been in the news lately. What's your advice to business owners who want to protect themselves in these regards?
Yeah, that's I mentioned earlier that someone can pull your credit at any time for any reason without your knowledge. And that's a challenge for business identity theft, because if I'm an identity crook, you know, I can go to the yellow pages or otherwise find businesses that I presume are established, pull their credit, see that they have good business credit, and then open trade accounts in their name, get my hands on goods that then I can put on Craigslist and sell. So there's an example in Los Angeles, I believe it was recently, where an established law firm had their identity stolen. Some crooks, pretty sophisticated crooks, leased an office space in the same building and opened supplier accounts with, you know, computer manufacturers and such like that, had it delivered there, and it passed the snuff taste test because it was even in the same building. And then they packed all that up and went and sold it somewhere. The law firm started getting notices, hey, you owe us money, and they had to fight that. Luckily, they were a law firm. So you really got to stay on top of your credit and watch it. If you see a credit account get open that's not yours, you know, you got to jump on that quick, because you don't have the same protections, automatic legal protections that you have at the consumer space when your identity is stolen. And so the best thing you can do is like I said, really stay on top of your credit by signing up to see it somewhere, and then really watching the alerts very closely as things change or people check your credit.
That is some wild information. That is unreal, and we really appreciate your sharing that with us and bringing focus to the importance of data breaches and identity theft and guarding ourselves against that. In conclusion, what advice as a serial entrepreneur would you have for someone looking to create their own business like you have?
Yeah, a few things. First is you got to really spend enough time to make sure you understand what you're getting yourself into. There's a lot of people like me that are overly optimistic in the possibility. And so whatever you think is possible, maybe cut it in half or cut it by two thirds even, and then model how you spend your expenses out of the gates around lower than anticipated revenues. Another is to ask the advice of people who aren't your parents or your best friends, because they all think you're a genius. So they're probably going to tell you you're a genius, do it. You got to get advice from people that don't, they can truly give you feedback, like it or not, good or bad, so that you make sure you're as informed as possible going into the decision. Let's couple there.
Tremendous advice there, and we can't thank you enough, Levi, for sharing that with the audience. Where can listeners get all the details on NAV, and how could one be in touch as needed?
Go to NAV.com, N-A-V, and if they want to reach out to me, they can shoot me an email. My first name is Levi at the domain.
Again, Levi, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. We really have appreciated it and certainly wish you all the best.
Right on. Thank you.
We have been speaking with Mr. Levi King, the co-founder and CEO of NAV, a free site that helps small business owners get more funding and lower their cost. And for all the details, simply visit nav.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.